We are learning Maseches Venachos, Daf Ayin Amad Aleph. We are beginning on the last few words of Daf Samach Tes Amad Beis. Boyi Rabba, Le'inyan Maiser Mai. This Shaila of Gong Basa Iker, Basa Tosefes, has an afgamina legabe Maiser also. What are we talking about? Hechidami. Kigoin Da'amdinu Vasrinu. The case was that you cut a bunch of stalks. Now, when you cut a bunch of stalks, really, you're not supposed to take Maiser, because it's not finished yet. It's not, you didn't do the dosh yet, which means you separate the chaff from the kernels, and you didn't make a pile of it. And another problem is that when you take off Maiser, it's 10% of the kernels, not 10% of all your bran and whatever else comes with the stalks and everything. But here, he was oimid, he did an approximation, and he took off Maiser, and it works the Maiser b'di'evit. So the person going down Dinu, he approximated, Vasuna took off Maiser. Then afterwards, he replanted these kernels, these stalks, he replanted them, Shaslinu. Vahisifalu, now it grew more. So in Timtulay Malayas in Basa Iker, if you hold, you don't go Basa Iker, but they sefes Bayesure. So if you went Basa Iker, so everything would not have to be Gemaiser, because you're already Gemaiser. But if you hold, you don't go Basa Iker. So the Tesefes needs my. You hold the service needs Maiser. What about the Iker? Does the Iker change his din or not? Iker Mai. Does the Iker change his din as now can become Chayv and Maiser again or not? Now, Shita Mekabetza speaks out that before, when we're clearing about the Oimer, we were only clearing about the Tosefes if it needs a Het Oimer. But the other part, we didn't clear. So Shita says, why didn't we clear it before? So he says, Pashut. Before, it was not a Shaila because there, it since it grows one thing, so I don't know which part's Mutu, which part's Aser. Like we spoke at him last year. When something grows an Oimer, part of it's Chal, part of Yashan, you don't know which one's which, you can't eat it. Here, it's not a Shav Issa, Shav, you take off Maisi, take off from somewhere else, take off on this, 10% on this, so you can figure it out. You know how much you planted, and you'll figure out, so this, I can minus off this amount percent, because that I took Maisi already. Here, it's easy to do. That's what Marash Shail is. Does the Iker, does the thing that I planted become Chayiv now Maisi as well or not? Omle Abaya. So by asking this, every time I plant something, what do I use? I use seeds. Those seeds are gemeisered, right? And I never minus that off. Every time I plant seeds, I have the same shiloh. And there I never say that I don't have to take mice on that. If the seed gets decomposed in the ground, of course it's not a shiloh, it's chayav again. Here the shiloh was like this. Something that does not get decomposed, my. What's the halacha? Here the ikkar is still intact. The shaila is, since the ikkar was gemaiser, we don't have to take gemaiser on that. So, right, the gemara, tivshalei maho, which means arrive from this five-moving memra. The memra says in the Mizrach of the Dharma like this. Dom Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yechanan. Litra batzel, shetiknu. A litra batzel, we knew exactly how much it was. It was a pound of onions that you masak and you took off meiser. Vizaroi, and you planted it. Misaser lefi kuloi. The halacha is that you take meiser lefi kuloi, the whole thing. So you see clearly, even though it's not zarei kala, the way it works with a bulb of an onion, it doesn't get decomposed, and still we say you have to take maaser on the whole entire thing. So you see clara raya that when you replant it, it gets a new din, it resets, and it's chayav maaser. And even though you knew exactly how much it was, you knew it was litra, so it's just minus over litra off my maaser. But no, the halacha is that you have to take off maaser. So you see that you take off maaser the ikkor. So it's like, no, it's not a raya. There, that is the way you plant betzalim. The way you plant onions is by using an onion. Here, to use a whole stalk, it's not the way you plant wheat. You usually wait till a kernel decomposes and you plant it that way. You use seeds. You use a different way. You don't do it that way. And therefore, tomorrow has a shiloh. Tomorrow stays with a shiloh. Tomorrow now brings a similar shiloh. And the gear says like this. On a loy nokuv mahu. You have two flower pots. They're growing peppers. And they both don't have a hole. So they're both only chayev at most midrabanon, b'mais maestros. So you want to take off maaser from in a nakuv. So what's the halacha? Speak the Gemara. What do you mean? What's the halacha? Ilav nakuv, alay nakuv. What's the shayla? Exact same thing. So the Gemara Dilma, the shayla is like this: chazov anakuv. You have the same flower pot that you chazov anakuv. It was otshen anakuv, and the tua grew a little bit first, and then afterwards you made a hole in it, and it grew more. And the shayla is like this: can I take off maaser minei ubei? I have this pepper. It grew a size of a centimeter without having a hole. Then I made a hole in it. Now it's considered attached to the ground. Now the pepper grew another 30 centimeters. So now, could I take off a meiser of an eubek? Can I cut off a piece of that pepper and give a meiser? What's the shaila? Maybe I'm using part of the stuff. It's loinokov. It's p'tur al achiv. That's the question. If on the same pepper that grew, part of it grew b'chiv deraisa and part of chiv derabanan, what's the halacha? Chaz v'nakum ka'amris. Hacha, what's the shaila? The shaila explains the shaila like this. Hacha chada zriyahu ichiburi hudu kumachabra va'oila. Hostam stays zriyas nenu. What it means like this, that if imtim tzoloimar, you don't go bust the ikker and te sefes, that grows afterwards nis meiser, then here also maybe you should do that. So the here l'chayra, it's a chiv abtur. Or maybe you say that here the ikker is also chayv. You know why? Because here it's one big zriya. It's one big zriya. Rashi says, v'achashav kshanok v'hi metchila lahashrish. Here this was one big zriya. So one big zriya, you could combine the two zriyas and say it's one long zriya. Masha inkein, by the case of the Gemara Shalas before, what was the case? The case was I had tfua, I took my iser, it was separate, then I replanted it again for the second time. There already, the one shach, one of those shach is the other one. The two separate things. Here it's one zriya. In the zriya alone, we had a little like a two levels. We had it had a hole, didn't have a hole, but it's one big zriya. So there you look at it as one big pepper. You don't look at it as two peppers that are mixed together. It's one big pepper. Mashenkin there, the shalas before two different zriyas. There you can have a shalas. Here he says maybe here it's pashut. Here it's chad zriya. That's more shalas. Hacha chad zriya chaburi to come chaburi. It's one va'oila. Hashem stays zriyas. There's two zriyas. So therefore it's like an intim slavim. Even if there you say it doesn't go bust to the ikker, but here maybe it will go bust to the ikker. Here the ikker will go bust to Tesefes. Even though there you don't say the ikker goes bust to Tesefes, here you'll say the ikker goes bust to Tesefes because it's one zriya. Not a shaila. Baru avau shabaylis shemarucha b'kri. You had a shabaylis. You already made it in the kri. You already finished it off, and you had a meruach already, and it was kviyas lamaisam. And lamaisa, what happened? You didn't take off chuma yet, and you replanted it. V'shasla. Bekarlo shame b'mechuba. Now it was ready, became tevel because didn't meruach. I planted it now, and now I want to take off trumas and maisris while it's in the ground. Now, kivin the marcha tavluhu karlo shame kachula. Since it was ready tevel, now I could give a kriya shame truma as work. So I didn't. Well, kivin the shashlo. Since I planted it, pakle tavlu minay. The tevel, the shame tevel went off it. Now it's in the ground, and maybe it won't be chal truma. Zogt the Gemara, Amalei Rabbanu La'Abaya, Imkain, if you're telling me that it works, Imkain, Metzinu Truma B'Mechob L'Karka, you find Truma B'Mechob L'Karka, but then I went to the Mishnah, Metzinu Truma B'Mechob L'Karka, no such thing as Truma B'Mechob L'Karka. The first Mishnah says, Lo Metzinu Truma, how would it be possible? And Gemara's going to answer the Teretz. First of all, so the Eilm knows Mishnah, you see Mishnah, where's this Mishnah? So it's Taka, big problem. If you didn't remember Mishnah, that's a very good sign, because the Masoret Shas, Mishnah Pick says, he doesn't know of any Mishnah like this. The Mishnah is also up as a Mishnah in Masechas Bakurim that has a Shekel Shaychas to this. The Gemara trying to bring a riot, it says you don't have Chumah by Mechoba. Amalei. No. Doesn't mean it's not chal truma. What it means like this: Halacha is if a czar eats truma, he's chayiv misa nachaymish. So the Mishnah is saying like this: when truma is mechubar, it's not shayach mechayiv misa nachaymish. Why not? If you detach that pepper and you eat it, you know it's truma. You detach it, ate it. That's talushu. It's not mechubar. The gachav achav, you bend down, you bite off the pepper, you bend the pepper. That's not called a ma'isa achila. It's chayiv misa nachaymish because botlo daita yitzakadav. It's not a normal achila. It's not a normal thing. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says lo mitzinu truma mechuba means it's not shayach to have the chayiv misa and nachaymish by mechuba. Avadi could have truma. Wouldn't be right in a shayla of truma. Right? The Gemara ma'ishna minachsiva pinkasar the ilfi we found in the notebook of Ilfa, they wrote like this, a shah like this, Beitzei Nivlas Oif Atar. Now, look is, if someone eats a Nivlas Oif Atar, a kosher bird, and he eats that, ingests that in a vela, he becomes Tameh, even if he doesn't touch it. It's a chiddush of Nivlas Oif. Actually, if you touch it, you don't become Tameh, only if you eat it. Nivlas Oif Atar. So let's say the Beitzim, you took a bite of the egg of it. What's a shayla? Egg is not an oif. What's a shayla? The egg was still inside the body of the nevela. But so it depends on what, how much. Miksasam bechutz, miksasam befnim. If half on the outside, half on the inside, mibefnim mitamim begam. Miksasam bechutz, miksasam befnim. Mibefnim mitamim begam bezabliyah. Mechutz mitamim bezabliyah. Whatever's inside is mitamim. Whatever's outside is not mitamim. So what do you see? You see, Klar, in this booklet of Ilfa, that even though it's not the derech achila to bite something from a chover, here it is. We're saying over here, it's called achila, because remember, you only come to tell me with achila of nivla zayf. Here, he bit off the egg while it's attached to the vela. So that's not the normal way of eating. So at the Gemara, no, it could be normal. Talosh, since the bird itself is a talosh, it's not attached to the ground. Avidi inish da'achli hachi, we'll eat like that way. Mechubar, something attached to the ground, loy avidi inish da'achli, don't eat it that way, and therefore it would be considered a batla daitai and not be considered a ma'is da'achila. So again, what we learned here with the shayla, if it's chal, truma, mechubar, what does it mean? Something that came tevel, I planted it, and then I said, you know what, that should be truma. So the Gemara didn't answer the shayla. The Gemara said, why don't you bring a raya from a mishnah? It says, not shayla to have truma mechubar. So, it's not a raya. That means you can't have achilas truma mechubar. Maybe it could be chal truma. I'm not bringing a raya to the shayla. Omer av tev yoyim bar kist omer shmul. Hazareya kalayim bat shayin okuf. Someone plants kalayim. He makes kalayim. He takes a chita, and he takes something from a grape, a pit from a grape. He plants it together. And otzut shayin oynokuf. It means there's no hole in it. It's not attached to the ground. Is that kalayim or not? So he says, Asher, Omabaya. Big deal. Bishloim yishmina loika makas mardus midrabanan shapi. If you told me a chiddush, it gets malkas midrabanan at least. Good, I hear you chiddush. Allah Asher? That's Asher? What's the chiddush? Maikam ashmulon. The midrabanan have azriya, the midrabanan azriya tanina. It's first of Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Torah mish ain't nokav al nokav, truma v'yachs v'yachroim. It's chal the truma, it's Mishnah in Demai. The truma is chal. And you have to be chayzer and be tarim again because also shayin okuv is only chayiv midrabanim. What do you see? Since it's chal truma, about it's chayiv midrabanim. So you tell me klayim midrabanim. That's not a chiddush. You got to tell me something more than that. You got to tell me it's loike or something else. But it's time that it's chayiv. That's not enough to that's not a chiddush. That's asking. It's pashut also. If you tell me something more, then that would be a chiddush.